words could ever say, and what my heart has heard rightly takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to know, now that I have found you. You've got the look of love, it's on your face. A look the time can't.
Be alone each and every night. While you're away, don't forget to write.
WP is supported by our listeners and Melissa and Harry Liss, the Manzadina Foundation, the School of Visual and Performing Arts at LAU Post. To join our family of supporters, go to WCWP.org and click on the support tab. WCWP is supported by Zabar's of New York. For over 70 years, Zabar's has featured its own roasted ground coffee, imported teas, bagels, gifts, and housewares from its Manhattan location, 2245 Broadway at 80th Street, or their online marketplace. For more, visit Zabar's.com or call 212-496-1234.
This is WCWP, Brookville, New York, LIU Post Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This frequency is
88.1 WCWP.
Coming up at noon on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, rock music for adults with great music from the past and present. At 7 p.m., the music is definitely eclectic on The Rock Show. At 9 p.m., it's Rock and Soul Gospel with Chris McIntosh. Coming up right now is Project Independence with Evelyn Roth on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Hi there. Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, Evelyn Roth, and my co-host today is the inimitable Otto Loos. Hi, Otto.
Thank you, Evelyn. Good morning.
Welcome back, Otto. It's always fun to have you as my co-host.
It's fun to be here.
We do have a good time.
We do.
Project Independence is, of course, the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. And by that, we mean that we provide programs and services under the supervision of our town supervisor, Judy Bosworth, and our town council that are designed to assist and support the older residents of our community who want to remain in their own homes as they age. And Otto, we know, you know from your mother and you and your wife, most aging Americans do want to stay in their own homes.
That includes me.
Yeah, and me too.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is that as we get older, there are some things that we can't do as easily or some things that we used to be able to do that we can't do at all. We need a little bit of help to be able to live independently and healthfully at home. And that's where Project Independence and the town of North Hempstead come in, with things like transportation for food shopping and for medical visits, a little bit of help at home with minor home repairs, some social work and nursing supports, a volunteer program, information and referral program, fitness classes, really anything that you feel that you need in order to age in place if we don't currently provide it. And if you call us at 311 in the town of North Hempstead or 869-6311 if you have trouble getting through on 311 and tell us about what your need is, we're going to try and do everything that we can to find you the support that you need.
It might be something as mundane as changing a light bulb.
That's right. If that you, we can do.
If you right. If you can't reach overhead and change a light bulb, Project Independence could help you.
Yeah. Right. And it's so important if you want to remain in your own home to be able to take care of those small items. And we work with an organization that trains people with disabilities to do jobs in the community. And those people, those students come to the senior homes with their supervisors. So they don't come alone, but they come under supervision and they do the little odd jobs. And it's been a wonderfully successful program.
Yeah, it's great stuff.
Have you ever used them, Otto?
No, fortunately. I say fortunately because I haven't had the need.
But, yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm preparing.
Because some of our other co-hosts have used them and right. have talked about them. One had them come in and help change a battery
right.
in the overhead smoke detector, that sort of thing. And also minor repairs, a broken banister. They clean gutters. They will move heavy furniture for you. It's a great service.
If you can't do them, they're not minor.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, one of the fun things that we do with Project Independence is this weekly radio show. We've been doing it for more than 3 years. We do it in partnership with the wonderful folks here at LIU Post, terrific studios. Here in beautiful downtown Brookville. Very clear, bright, and very cold morning out there today. And today's show, Otto, is going to be an interesting one. We will not have our usual old-time radio segment because we're chock full with interesting guests. We're going to have a little bit later on folks from the Nassau District Attorney's Office who are going to talk to us about senior scams. We're going to have people from the Port Washington Play Troupe and a band that originates right here on campus talk to us about some fundraising events that they're doing. And then we're going to have our favorite personal chef, Diane Ficalora, talk to us about what to do with those Thanksgiving leftovers. And some of us have issues with that. I don't, because I have two teenage grandsons, and by midnight of Thanksgiving, there are no leftovers.
That's a good thing.
But Diane is always a lot of fun. But our first guest, Otto, is somebody that you know.
Right.
And he is a trustee in the Village of New Hyde Park. He's been with us before. He's Don Barbieri. And Don was the kind of moving force behind the recently completed upgrade of a portion of Jericho Turnpike in New Hyde Park. We're going to talk about that. Hi, Don.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
I'm good. you know, we should say that Don is someone with a so-called disability, although he manages to perform better than most people who don't have disabilities, and we'll talk about that too. But an interesting issue arose this morning. You had a difficulty with your wheelchair, is that right?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to report some good news.
Yes.
I am scheduled to be in a clinical trial where they're going to use my stem cells to try to treat the multiple sclerosis that afflicts me.
Oh, wow, that's exciting.
Yesterday, I didn't hear yet. I will this morning. They're going to give me the month of next year where I'm going to be receiving the cells. So my doctor yesterday, anyway,
out
after that meeting with my brother-in-law to celebrate, and entering the restaurant, I didn't judge how much room I had coming through the doorway, and I broke my wheelchair. Unbelievable. So I was unable to get over there this morning. I thought I had a backup chair that would get me out, and the son of a gun didn't want to work this morning. And I'm glad we can do it this way. I'm on my on the telephone. God bless modern technology, right?
Right, yeah. Absolutely.
Donald, I will say, too, that you are probably a professional wheelchair man, because I've witnessed you wheeling around in New Hyde Park without fear.
I am. Well, thank God for this amazing engineering on these wheelchairs. They're really terrific, and you feel confident that you're going to be able to get where you're going on many of these power chairs.
Don, you're an inspiration to so many of our seniors who, as we get on, we become less and less mobile, unfortunately. I mean, it's important to keep, you know, they say sitting is the new smoking. So it's important to keep moving as long as you can and as much as you can. But many of our listeners do have disabilities. Some are homebound.
Absolutely. I'm going to say, I would encourage everyone to, let me say that you can still get there. And I think a lot of people don't realize how you can utilize the paratransit system, the railroad, the regular mainline buses, all can transport you in either the scooter or the wheelchair that you might need to use. So I would encourage senior people to get out if they need to use these devices, and don't be frightened that you can't get to what you want to do.
Yeah. Now, our Project Independence Transportation Program will take people with assistive devices. Unfortunately, we cannot yet take wheelchair-bound people. But if you have a walker or a cane or anything that will collapse and go into the trunk, then our transportation system can take you, the taxis that we use. And we are working on being able to transport people who are in wheelchairs. I know that you've been urging us to do that, and we are doing it, Don. But your project on Jericho Turnpike took you how long?
12 years.
12 years. All right. I hope this doesn't take us 12 years.
No, there was what can we say? A college course in bureaucracy, and
yes,
but it got done. That's what's important, right?
And yeah, absolutely. You know, I think this came up at a prior show, but I was working in Albany when they were trying to pass the generic drug substitution law,
right?
That would enable people to be able to buy lesser priced than the brand name drugs. There was a time, some people will remember, that we weren't able to do that. And it was tremendous lobbying by the pharmaceutical companies against being able to buy generic substitution drugs. That bill which would pass the state assembly sort of every year, took 12 years to finally be adopted and signed into law. So you're right, the bureaucracy is overwhelming. Now, but people like you stick with it, and you can fight City Hall.
Well, locally, Don, you're the pit bull. And I, you know, in just reading everything about what you went through, you dealt with the federal, you dealt with the state, you dealt with the village, you dealt with small businesses that may not be happy with what you were doing. So you had a lot of people coming in with reasons why you can't do something.
Well, I'm going to say this is true. However, it's also true that the project enjoyed support from people in all of those areas, the federal government, the state government, county government, all got town government. John Kamen and his group were supportive of us. And we added all of it up along with some village funds. In other words, we got support financially. Carol McCarthy was able to secure us a grant through a federal transportation program. Jack Martins, Mike Balboni, Rich Nicolello. I can't tell you, it was wonderful how we got support from all sides of the aisle and made it happen. However, you learn that when you get grants, there are lots of rules and regulations.
Yes.
Before you can spend a nickel of it.
Absolutely. I've always said the federal government especially gives you a grant and then dares you to spend it.
That's exactly right. And true, small municipalities, and we don't have a large staff, you know, you don't have the acumen or the manpower, you know.
Yes.
To make it happen quickly, it's a challenge.
Well, but you managed to do it. I mean, they say that you were the driving force behind this project, which we really haven't defined yet. Don, tell us quickly exactly what the project is. We have about a minute and a half till the break.
You know, it was a streetscape project where we were able to add some pavers, benches, floral work, plantings, working with DOT, the countdown devices were put in place across Sherco Turnpike. We used corner bulb outs where we had the curb extend out and shorten the areas that you need to walk. Handicap ramps were improved. We were attempting to make a more pedestrian-friendly, safer area. Sherco Turnpike really is a downtown area of New Hyde Park. You know, most of our major businesses, churches that are attended are on.
Okay, Don, and of course that all translates into more business and better business.
Absolutely,
we're going to take a brief break, and we're going to come back and talk more with Donald Barbieri, who is a New Hyde Park Village trustee. Stay tuned.